KCR 101. Get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host and emergency room physician, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101. Well, these little tiny magnets are in everything, and you know how children tend to put all small things in their mouth. Well, there's a big danger in these magnets if your children swallow them. So we have the author of a recent study that talks about how dangerous these magnets can be if children swallow them. Dr. Julie Brown is associate professor in the Department of Pediatrics at University of Washington School of Medicine, and she authored this study with Dr. Jonathan Silverman. So welcome for coming, and thanks for talking about this important topic.
Good morning, Dr. Lee. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, where do we people find these magnets? Because, you know, it's true, kids swallow all kinds of foreign bodies. But what we don't realize today, right, they're everywhere, these tiny little magnets, once you break something apart.
Exactly. I think, you know, magnets have been around for a long time, but these stronger magnets made from rare earth metals have really only been widely available in household products since about the year 2000. And they're getting more and more common, and now you'll find them everywhere. They're used in toys, they're on fridges, they're on metallic bulletin boards, they're clasped for jewelry and purses, they're on clip-on sunglasses, they're just in so many things, and they are widespread throughout our homes and community.
Right, not to mention, you know, those neat little desk toys that people buy all the time, which are just these balls of magnets or little weird figures that you can put into sculptures, right, because they all stick together, but each of those little pieces is
right.
Is so terrible.
The little spherical balls you're referring to are commonly known as buckyballs, although there are a number of different companies who've made these products, and they come in sets of 216 very strong small little spherical magnets, and it's easy to lose a couple in the carpet or down the couch, and then they're there where a toddler might come across them.
So explain, you know, and it's true, and we're not trying to blame parents because it's tough baby-proofing everything, but what exactly happens? What's the danger? Because, you know, we've heard about the button batteries and the acids, so what is it about the magnets that's so dangerous for these kids?
Well, one magnet is pretty innocuous and generally won't do much harm. It'll, unless it's a very big magnet and gets stuck somewhere along the way, it will usually pass. So the real issue is when you swallow more than one magnet and they end up in different loops of bowel, and they attract, they so love to attract, they find each other, and then they attract very strongly across these loops of bowel, and quite quickly they start to erode through, and eventually they'll make a hole or a fistula connection between different loops of bowel, and that can result in really serious problems.
And that's amazing. I don't think people really realize that. And, you know, I really never noticed it, except one time I remember, she wasn't a child, but they had, like, magnetic earrings for people that aren't pierced, right?
Yep.
And this girl, adolescent, you know, put the two things in, and I guess the magnet was so strong and she didn't take it off for a long time that it actually started, the pressure started to necrose her earlobe a little bit, and eventually it kind of wore through, you know, started to wear through by the time she came in. So
We see that, you can see that there, you can see that in the nose too. There was a big trend for nose piercings for a while, and we had a lot of magnet injuries related to that, and now we're seeing it with these, this new generation of magnets, we're seeing it more in intestinal injuries.
So the so those nose rings are not held together like regular earrings, they're actually magnets that they're putting through people's
noses. Well, you can pierce your nose too, but they're also made imitation nose piercings.
Right.
So that in this study, we actually saw an increase in nasal injuries early on that has tapered off. And we don't know why that was true, but one of our theories is that there was a trend to do these fake nose piercings for a while. And now that seems to be replaced more with a trend towards fake tongue piercings and lip piercings and using these buckyball type magnets.
Wow, that's amazing. So it's the actual pressure of the two kind of tissues together from the force of the magnet holding them there that's causing blood flow compromise and breaking down the tissue? Is that what's really happening?
I think exactly. But and I think it's blood flow, it's pressure and necrosis on that tissue. You know, it's just it's a lot of different components that eventually and quite quickly erode through those that very thin lining of our bowel wall.
Hmm. That's interesting. So when somebody comes in, I mean, what do you kind of tell mothers if they're, well, first of all, they probably shouldn't have these around toddlers, right? And are there some legislative things? Is consumer product safety doing something about them? I remember vaguely reading something about buckyballs kind of going out of phase, or Consumer Product Safety Commission was hard on their case or something.
Sure. So there are the Consumer Product Safety Commission has worked on magnet safety for a long time, and they have good regulations around what products are in toys that are designed for children. And there have been a number of cases over the years, magnetics probably being the most well reported, where the magnets were coming loose from these little rod and ball construction sets, and they fixed that. And there were a number of other products they've recalled and have been improved over the years. But the challenge with buckyballs and this, and these similar magnets is that they are not marketed to children. They're marketed to adults, and there's a lot less regulation around products marketed to adults, and yet it's the children and the teenagers who are getting harmed by these seemingly innocuous items. Ultimately, after seeing so many of these injuries, the Consumer Product Safety Commission has filed lawsuits against the three companies that didn't participate in a voluntary recall. Buckyballs has since liquidated, although you can still buy their products through Canada. The other two companies still seem to be selling in the United States.
That's interesting. And then what do you tell parents if they suspect something or they're not sure? Because that's always the thing. Do you tell them to err on the side of caution and come in? Because you certainly can't wait. And once you get signs of a problem, that is probably too late, right? The child has to go to surgery or something.
Well, absolutely. I mean, never too late, but certainly you're going to be in a much worse situation if you wait for symptoms. So about almost 60% of kids who present do that before symptoms occur, so they witnessed a magnet ingestion. And if you have any suspicion that your child ingested a magnet, then by all means have them seen by a physician, and most likely they'll need an X-ray to see if there is a magnet there and how many there are there. If you think they ingested one, you don't want to take any chances. One may not cause harm, but if they ingested one, there may be another one. So we always want to look and make sure there aren't multiple magnets there.
Right. And luckily, magnets do show up on a simple X-ray, right? They're made of some kind of metallic, so they're going to show up.
Thank goodness for that, or we'd really be challenged.
Right. So basically, then the take-home message is, you know, pay attention to your kids' toys, too, and inspect them, because it's really hard to find them without magnets. I mean, it seems like everything's made with them today.
Yeah, so pay attention to their toys. Make sure the magnets in their toys can't fall out. These products tend to be safer because they're tightly regulated, but inspect them. If your kids are playing with toys that contain magnets, such as small rods with magnets, supervise them while they're playing. Make sure they're not putting them in their mouths. But I think just as important, look around your house and think of all the products you have that were not intended for children. Look at what's on your refrigerator. Make sure you don't have little magnets that look like candies on your refrigerator. That's just inviting your kids to eat them. Look at what's on your bulletin board. You know, do you have little, have you stored them somewhere? I really think if you have buckyballs, you should either throw them away or lock them up if you have kids in the house, because that particular product is so dangerous for kids.
Yeah, and that is very good advice. I want to thank my guests. You've been listening to ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Binocher on Radio MD. Stay well.